Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and you know, the only thing missing from this discussion is a campfire and for it to be nighttime. I mean, it could be better if those were the circumstances. Of course, it is a overcast, rainy day. The lightning was striking earlier as you talked about the extraterrestrials or extra-dimensional entities, however you wish to characterize them.
I'm not sad because it's raining. It's raining because I'm sad.
I'm happy that it's raining. It feels great out here today. And that's a refreshing change from like the 90 degrees that it was Monday.
It was pretty oppressive there for a couple days.
Yeah. I know when I got here last Monday, it was like 93 degrees. I set everything up. I was like, nope, I'm going straight to the AC. I will see people tomorrow.
Yeah, right?
So, Chris, you're back.
Hey, Matt.
You have a story.
I do. I have. And I have to say, Matt, you are entertaining. And I can't finish that sentence.
I seem normal in most other ways. Until I'm pretty white collar, on my own business.
Yeah. So I thought I would tell my own alien story, which I know everybody's going to be shocked that I have an alien story.
I'm shocked that you have an alien
story.
So when I
was 9 years old, I was laying in my bed one night, and there was light. There was all of a sudden light coming through my window, like just a lot of light. Like, I'm like, what? It's not morning. It's not like morning. Like, and I'm awake. I'm not like asleep. And so I walk over to the window and I look up and there's this great big ship, alien ship, coming down on my lawn.
Okay.
I just keep staring at it.
I can't. What else would you do?
Like, I can't run. There's nothing I can do. All I can do is watch and stare.
Yeah.
And about, I don't know, a few seconds later, I wake up.
See, that's my take on extraterrestrials, abductions, and things like that. I've experienced actual sleep paralysis and things like that before, and I know how terrifying it actually is. And for whatever reason, you do think it's real. Like, I've literally been sitting there in a chair asleep and had the Grim Reaper stab a nail through my foot, right? And I was confident, 100% confident I was awake. I could not move, just completely paralyzed. But I was sleeping. And a lot of I've woken up, so to speak, in a factory of these otherworldly beings that were like cataloging all of humanity. I've ridden on spaceships, but my belief is it's just sleep paralysis acting in unusual ways. And this phenomena sort of goes all the way back to at least the 15th century when there were artists who were being seduced by succubi in their sleep. And it was largely the same sort of experiences that I've been having. And when I hear people tell their stories of getting abducted and things like that, I'm like, you know, that sounds like the sleep paralysis that I've experienced.
You know, a lot of those 15th century artists like to draw UFOs into their skies, too.
They did.
Just throwing it out there.
They certainly did. I mean, there's a lot of medieval artwork that shows what we would clearly call a flying saucer or something to that effect in the background.
You know,
and flying chariots are common metaphors throughout religious texts and
throughout history.
Books.
Yeah.
The crazy thing is, like, it's not beyond belief. It's just there's nothing that I can see personally in my day-to-day life that would suggest it's happening, right? You know, it's like certainly there probably is with enough time, you know, life will develop, and maybe it won't be while humans are in existence, but
it seems unlikely that intelligent life would develop elsewhere in the universe and overlap at the same time that humans existed. It seems unlikely, but then again, the universe is beyond my comprehension.
Yeah, right. You think enough time passes, humans will disappear, and they will come again just by, you know, the numbers, you know?
Yeah.
And,
you know,
at some point, it will be humans and aliens, even if it's not this time around.
And you have to bear in mind, we live in a galaxy that is considered a small galaxy, and we live on the outskirts of it. Like, we live in the far out fingers of the galaxy.
Yeah, one of the spiral arms, almost at the edge.
Yeah, I mean, almost at the edge. And apparently, I can't remember the exact number, but I think it's something like it would take like 166 million light years to get to the other side of the galaxy.
I think it's one. I don't recall.
It's a big number.
But I know it has something like 100 billion to 250 billion stars in it, each one of which probably has... I mean, most of these are probably going to be binary systems, so we kind of have to cut that in half. But
no, I mean, there's nothing to say that the aliens that abducted Benny and Barney Hill right here in Franconia, Notch, New Hampshire, one of the most famous alien abductions of all time.
I had not heard about it.
Tell me about Benny and Barney Hill, they were really interesting because they're also a biracial couple in the 50s, which is a dangerous thing to be in the 50s and 60s.
Sure.
So, but yeah, they were abducted from their car right here in Franconia, Notch. They both gave separate... separate accounts of what happened almost immediately after it did happen. Betty drew a map. She asked where they were from, and she drew a map of the map that they drew for her, and it was actually the Alpha Centauri star system, and she drew a binary star. In the 60s, nobody knew that that was a binary star, but now they do know that is, in fact, a binary star. So that's where they said they were from. So I think, you know, the idea of alien abduction, I can tell you a story about the most freaky story of alien abduction I've ever heard was actually from a friend of mine.
By all means, tell that story.
Windsor, New York. I have a friend named Brian, and his sister, Mo, lives in Florida.
Okay.
He woke up one morning at his house. He lives alone. He's got a beautiful house. He's a bachelor, though, and he lives alone. He woke up in the middle in the morning, beautiful sunny day, in a pool of blood. He was soaked in blood, like literally rolling around and supping wet blood. And he freaked out. He thought someone had
settled down,
him.
Chris.
Yeah. He thought someone had
a shower, a cold shower.
Yeah, we got naked guys running around the campground. I can't help but look.
Oh, sorry, dude. It's all right. So he woke up in a pool of blood.
I can almost see him sweating.
I know. I can't even, you know, you two are all over it. I didn't even notice, so I'm just going with whatever you're telling me is happening.
Yeah, go on with your story, though.
Okay, so Brian wakes up in a pool of blood. He's sopping wet. He freaks out because he thinks he's dying. He thought someone snuck into his house and stabbed him in his sleep.
It's reasonable to wake up in a pool of blood and assume that you're dying, I think.
He's got a shotgun next to his bed. He grabbed his shotgun, ran into his bathroom, which is in his bedroom, locked the door behind him, got in the mirror, started looking for, you know, blood gushing out somewhere, didn't find any, got in the shower, washed off real quick, got back in the mirror looking for blood, couldn't find anything. Quickly went out of the bathroom, cleared the house, made sure all the doors and windows were locked. All the doors and windows were locked. No one was in the house. He went back to the bathroom, really analyzed his body to look for a giant wound somewhere, and all he could find was this little dig mark on his back that had looked like it had been healing for about 3 weeks, he said. And he didn't remember getting it, but it was deep, and he said it looked like it would have hurt, and he would remember it, but he didn't remember it. But it was there. He made a note. He called his sister in Florida. They don't really get along great. They don't talk all the time, but whenever something important happens, and he just wanted to talk to somebody, he called her up, and he said, "You're not going to believe what just happened to me." And she goes, "Well, unless you just woke up in a pool of your own blood, I don't want to hear about it. Wait till you hear about my morning." So the same thing that happened to him in Windsor, New York, happened to her in Florida at the exact same time.
That's crazy. And they had no recollection of any sort of...
No, but...
It was just waking up in a pool of blood.
Yes, but they both also have plenty of UFO sighting experience.
That is wild. You know, we talked about this previously on Free Talk Live, and ultimately the reality is that I've never seen a UFO or unidentified aerial phenomenon or any of this other stuff, but that's because I really don't, in my day-to-day life, spend much time looking up at the sky.
And last time we talked about this, I said, you got to look up. Look up. Go outside. Get out from behind your stupid screen and look up. Turn on Free Talk Live. Put it on your phone. Don't look at the phone. Just listen to it and look up at the sky. It's dark out. It's got a clear night. You can do it right in the middle of the city. You won't see as many UFOs in the city because there's a lot of light pollution, but it's not impossible. I used to hunt, and I probably told the story on FTL before, but I used to hunt and with night vision. I used to hunt coyotes and at night, and sometimes there's just no dogs coming in. You get bored. It's snowy. It's cold. You're laying on your back, and the snow's really comfortable to lay in if you make a cutout for your body in it. And
sure.
Sometimes you lay on your back, and you point that night vision at the sky, at the stars, and you can see 10, 15, 20 times more stars than you can with the naked eye, and you can also see other stuff that's reflecting light up there that you can't see with the naked eye when you're using night vision. And even if you're using just cheap Gen 1 night vision, you'll see stuff traveling through the sky, and then it'll stop.
So it's not a satellite, because satellites don't stop.
They don't stop. This will go left or go right or go diagonal, or it'll stop in a different spot. It'll turn around and go back. You know, these are vehicles of some kind, and they're out there.
fascinating. I hope to one day see one of these things because, you know, I want to believe. I just haven't.
And just so you know, I don't count those among the 30 that I've seen. The 30 that I've seen were very much, much closer, between 400 yards and miles away.
I would ask, what are your thoughts on ETs? Because normally we're a call-in show, but we are at Rogers Campground until July the 4th. Come down and hang out with us and tell us your ET stories around the campfire. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Goldco to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live here at Rogers Campground, talking about aliens, extraterrestrials, shadow people, ghosts, all of that sort of thing.
And that sick Rebel Inc. bass line.
Yeah.
I love that bass line.
I like that song. I mean, we played that song here last year.
And yeah, I love that. I love Rebel Inc. They're so underrated.
Yeah, we didn't have a bass player, so I had to pre-record that particular part on guitar and then, you know, loop it back. It's...
Oh, you guys in your band, you actually played that song.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, yeah, you didn't know that?
No.
I thought you were here. I guess you weren't here last year, were you?
I was here, but I was working a lot.
Okay. But yeah, we played that song, specifically that one Rebel Inc. song, because people would recognize it, right?
That's yeah, the right.
It's
the
Free Talk
Live song, yeah.
So we're talking about all of these things that are, it's really good for a nice little rainy, relaxed day to
sure.
just sit around and talk about whatever. Now, you said you've had 30 encounters with you. I want to hear about the weirdest or most terrifying ones.
Okay, those were the most recent ones, both of them. The first 18 were all at once. So there was a huge, like, squadron of them. So I count
okay.
those as the first 18. After that, there's been a dozen more. Many of those have been since I moved to New Hampshire. New Hampshire seems to be covered. And if you want to count the one that was at our house in Fitzwilliam when we first moved here, we saw that every night. Like, that was out there literally almost every night, all summer, all fall, most of the winter.
But you only count that as one sighting.
I only count that as one, yeah. But the most freaky ones, I'll tell the most recent one anyway.
Okay.
I was coming back into Keene from work. I was working in a restaurant up in Walpole while I was building my business, and I was coming down the hill. It was a early November night, and it was gross. It had been pouring rain, like, all day. The snow was melting off, so the rivers were just flooded. Like, everything was just overloaded with water. It was everywhere. The sky, all the air was just so thick and dense with water and cloud. There was nowhere else for water to go.
Sure.
And
it gets like that occasionally in New Hampshire with all of the snow, and then it rains on
yeah.
top of it.
And it was such a great, it was a Sunday night. It was about 10 o'clock. I'm coming back down into Keene right by the Smith Medical.
Yeah.
And there's the Welcome to Keene sign. And from about a mile out, I'd seen this light in the sky, and the cloud cover is like super, super low. It's overcast, and the clouds are really dense and low. And I can see these lights on the clouds. And I'm like, what is that? And it almost seemed like one of those spotlights that the car dealership would use.
Sure.
But I assure you, on a 32-degree night when it's been pouring rain all day in Keene, New Hampshire on Sunday, there isn't a car dealership using one of those.
No, and you wouldn't see it from that far away.
You wouldn't see it
from
that far away anyway. But it looked like, what it was, as I got closer, I realized it was actually seven of them. There was one in the middle and then six that were orbiting it. So you had one big disc of white light on the clouds with six more circling it, like really pretty fast. And the whole array was going back and forth across the road, back and forth,
like how you say across the road, were they like a few hundred feet up, or
it was as high as the clouds, so whatever okay. it wasn't
at least 5,500 feet probably.
No, I don't know, their clouds were really low, man. I don't know how low they were, but they were really, really low, because
yeah, I think about average.
So yeah, no, this was not average. It was pouring all day and so nasty and humid, so they were low, maybe even just 1,000 feet. They were real low clouds, 2,000 feet, and whatever it was wasn't on the ground casting beams at the clouds, because with all the atmosphere in the air, you would have been able to see the beams of light going through it.
I mean, it sounds like it was probably pretty foggy, so yeah,
whatever it was above the clouds and casting the beams of light down onto the clouds, so it was projecting them. And the circles, these discs, weren't turning oblong as it moved, which it would if it was just spinning, you know, turning its light one way or the other. This whole thing had to be going back and forth, stationary lights down at the clouds. And I couldn't figure out what it was, so I pulled over literally right in front of the Welcome to Keene sign.
Well, when you see weird stuff like that, I mean, one would expect a healthy, normal human being to pull over and investigate.
Yeah,
whatever.
You'd be surprised, because probably a dozen cars went right by me and didn't look at it at all. But with my history, I'm not just a UFO guy. Like, I see UFOs, I'm like, oh my God, you know, light in the sky is definitely a UFO. No, I want to make sure that what I'm seeing is weird, so I'm going to try to debunk it while I'm staring at it. And this
reasonable.
Was one that was absolutely strange. This was totally weird.
Are you sure that there was anybody else who saw this?
Well, they didn't stop. They went right by me. There's cars driving back and forth.
So you might have been the only one who saw it.
Maybe. If they did, they didn't care.
So, I mean, perhaps they're like the shadow people, whatever, and they only appear for certain people.
That's a very distinct possibility. And when you see something, I'll tell another story after this real quick just to address that, but I want to finish what happened. So this thing's going back and forth across the highway. And first, I'm just intrigued with it, and I'm trying to discount every part of it. Like, well, it could be this, it could be that. Well, no, it can't be anything other than something above the clouds casting beams down that are rotating and orbiting the middle one back and forth across the road. And I was just stuck on, you know, being obsessed with this thing for a minute, and all of a sudden my brain just said, huh, no big deal. Put my car in first. I was driving the car that you now own, and yeah. I put it in first and just drove under it. And I got about 100 yards past it, and I was like, wait a minute. What the heck? You know, I was like, this is the most interesting thing I've ever seen in my life. Why am I turning? What do you mean? Doesn't matter. So I pulled over. I ripped the Yui, and it was gone. So I call it my grocery experience. I felt like I got scanned. Like I drove under it, like, and I got scanned. Run groceries across the laser at a grocery store. So that remains a very creepy, I don't want to be scanned.
Sure.
To say. I'd rather they just came and talked to me, like kind of like the FBI, like if you got beef, just knock on the freaking door at Tuesday.
Knock, right?
Yeah, just talk to me. Say something. You know, if you got a question, ask. No, it's not hard. I don't want to be, you know, a project of anybody, really. So, anyway, that was what happened. And to address what Chris was just saying about not being able to see something and then being, you know, nobody else being able to see it, but you can. As far as that goes, there's a story about the Indians in, was it El Salvador, who, for the first time, they had a very calm bay, but one of the one of their tribesmen was down collecting clams and things in their bay, which was otherwise a very calm bay all the time, and he saw big ripples coming in off the bay, but he couldn't see what the big ripples were coming in from, but he should have been. So he went to get the medicine man of their town, the old wise man, and he came down, and he saw them, and he meditated on it, and into his view appeared three large clipper ships, three large sailing ships, and he'd never seen anything like that before. They didn't have those types of ships. They had catamarans and things. They didn't have giant, you know, sailing ships. And when he went back to town to get everybody, brought them all down, he described what he was seeing, and those three sailing ships came into their view. So I think the human brain has a function where if something's too heady for you, it simply won't describe it to you. And when that first time happens where, okay, there's no avoiding this one, I have to show it to him, then it's something that the flood gauge is kind of open and that kind of thing. So when I saw my first 18, I wanted to see a UFO my entire life, and I never did until I was 35.
So the story you were telling, that was basically the Europeans arriving in South America, right?
Yeah, that was Christopher Columbus, actually.
I also heard a long time ago that it was it happened on the day that the Aztecs had predicted the return of Quetzalcoatl.
Really?
I don't know if that's true. I only heard it once, you know. So I don't know if that's true. But
open your mind.
Yeah.
Look up.
Look up is always good advice. I've been doing more of that since we had that conversation because, you know, that's generally good. That up is where everything is, right?
There's hardly anything down here.
Yeah. More coming up in just a moment. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Goldco to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. Rescue crews pulled six more bodies from the rubble of the collapsed condo tower in Surfside, Florida, bringing the confirmed death toll to 18. The bodies of two children, ages 10 and 4, were among those pulled out on Wednesday. 145 residents of the building remain unaccounted for. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava.
Any loss of life, especially given the unexpected, unprecedented nature of this event, is a tragedy. But the loss of our children is too great to bear.
And comedian Bill Cosby has been released from prison after his conviction for sexual assault was overturned by the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. In his decision, the court wrote that Cosby's due process rights were violated when he was prosecuted a decade after a previous prosecutor declined to charge him in exchange for his testimony in a civil proceeding. That testimony was later used against him in his criminal trial. This is USA Radio News. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem is dispatching 50 members of her state's National Guard to the southern border to help deal with the illegal immigration crisis. The president of the Border Patrol Union says they always welcome any Guard personnel that come to the border. Brandon Judd tells Fox News how Guard troops can help Border Patrol agents in their mission.
Well, they serve as our eyes. Oftentimes, Border Patrol agents are stuck in fixed locations where they're watching cameras or they're on scope trucks. And when we're in those locations, we can't actually be out apprehending people. So the National Guard comes in and they serve as our eyes. They report directly to the Border Patrol. They radio in any traffic that they see, and then we're able to direct our agents to those locations where the illegal activity is taking place. And it's extremely effective. It allows us to put more of our manpower in the field. So we always welcome as many National Guardsmen as we can possibly get.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live from ForkFest 2021 here in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. There's still time to join us. We're here until July the 4th. All you have to do is call up Rogers, reserve your camping site, RV site, or motel room. We're here and we're having a great time. There's plenty of people we're expecting to come. There's plenty of people still here. And everyone's just sort of hanging out and having a good time. There's no one in charge. No one's running around dictating anything. It's just people hanging out doing what they love. So come down and join us. We're here. You can find out more at ForkFest.party. We're joined now by Sean, probably the most well-known vendor here at any of these festivals, at least in my opinion. You're the vendor that I think of when I think of people vending at any of these festivals.
Yeah, I mean, I do it for a living, so people do know me from being around other spots and being here for, I mean, only 6 years now, but I've been around vending for 6 years, and I do it professionally, so I always have a bunch of different stuff here.
And this year you had, like, was it three food trucks?
I had three food trucks and my soda wagon as well, so yeah. four setups.
The soda wagon, always right there in the same spot every single year. It's always the best deal at the Porcupine Freedom Festival or at Fork Fest because, I mean, you buy that still mug for $15 and it's unlimited refills. You don't have to worry about, you know, overly caffeinated things or B12 being shoved in there or corn syrup or whatever.
Nope, no corn syrup, all cane sugar, and it's all you can drink all week long, and I keep it open 24 hours for you guys because I don't have problems here, so that saves me headaches, and I just keep it running for you whenever you like.
It's good that you don't have to worry about someone coming by with like a plastic cup at 3 o'clock in the morning.
No, I mean, you can't say people won't do it, but I'm not going to stress it, and it's not something I see happening. And and this community has been pretty solid with us, and we come back every year. People know the deal by now, and yeah. I mean, we, for the number of mugs that I sell, I know how much soda I go through, and it's pretty, you know, I have a decent idea of if it's getting really out of hand, and it never has, so I'm happy
that's
to
awesome.
Do it.
So how was your Pork Fest this year?
So it was good. I mean, I definitely I brought up 3 food trucks and the soda wagon, and I did about half of my projection, but my projection was not based on nearly the amount of microvending, and there was a ton, and it was awesome to see. So we were really happy that I didn't sell as much, as funny as that sounds.
Okay.
Because that meant that we got so much more, so many more people in the community doing something, stepping up and helping and bringing something to the table, not just being here and kicking back.
There were for sure a lot of food vendors during the Porcupine Freedom Festival. A lot of people were vending for the first time ever.
Yeah.
Like, I bought tacos from people who were doing that. I mean, the tacos turned out to be not worth it. They were really disappointing. It was just a little bit of meat and some chopped onions inside a flour tortilla, and I was like, really? It's going to take like 14 of those to fill up any healthy adult.
Yeah.
But, you know, a lot of, we had little Zoe's here as well. I mean, the Wormtown people are here every year. I'm glad to see them staying for Fork Fest this year.
Yeah, they're kicking it for the whole weekend. They're going to be kicking through all the way to 4th of July and doing that one, too. So that's awesome.
And I realize you probably have other places to be.
Yeah, 4th of July weekend is a really tough one. So I have my trucks are already double booked all 3 days this weekend. So I'm actually going to be taking off today.
Okay.
But I
Well, congrats on the busyness.
Yeah, no, it was good. We did great. And I was so happy to see the way it went. It went so smooth. There were so many people microvending, and we love that people are stepping up in the community, and instead of just showing up, they're like being part of and wanting to do stuff. So that was awesome.
I like that you enjoy seeing who are effectively your competitors being successful.
Well, yeah, no, I mean, I want success for the event, for the community, for what it is. I don't care about my success on an individual level. I do this. I'm still officially the vendor coordinator, as much as there is one, since we're not coordinating vendors. But on site, I still help people, make sure setups are happening. If there's any issues with the campground, with stuff going on, I try to make sure things get taken care of quickly, and just so that the show goes smooth for everybody, so everybody has a good time and we keep it going. And I encourage people all year long and every year to come back, vend something, sell something. Even if it's just one meal, even if you're just making a meal for yourself, you have a couple extra of them, and you're like, oh, I made too much. Sell a couple of them to people, you know what I mean? Like, get out there. People enjoy it. They want that. It's a great way to meet new people, to be part of the community, bring people in, make people comfortable. So it's just a wonderful overall effect.
Now, you mentioned being the vendor coordinator, but although no, you're not really coordinating vendors, do you expect to see a return to that? Because
So as far as I know, we've been leaning away from it, but it looks like they have some ideas of something stupid going on in the works. So I'm hoping that's not true, but I have not heard anything otherwise from any true source yet.
Yeah, it's an interesting scenario at the moment.
Yes.
I've been talking with Dennis Pratt about it. Evidently, he wants to reclose down the park because he considers, you know, people coming to Rogers Campground during the Porcupine Freedom Festival to be stealing services if they don't buy a ticket to the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Yeah.
So it's sad, but I do expect to see some level of coordination and widespread locking down to return.
Yeah. I'm still a coordinator. I still join in on all their meetings and such and try to influence to just keep control of the downtown or down air time area down in the pavilion and stuff like that. Like, that's ours, but let's keep it all individual micro setup like we have now. Like, that works so well. We didn't have to coordinate bringing in all the events and all the speakers and all the talks because people set that up for themselves, and it was so great.
And it's amazing that
we sold out the place. So come on, what are they complaining about? Tickets not being sold. We sold as many as we could. So what are we? Well, they stopped selling. They made that decision. It wasn't like it was somebody else telling them they had to stop.
Yeah.
So they made the choice to not sell more tickets, in essence.
Evidently, some people who had tickets for the Porcupine Freedom Festival had failed to reserve a camping site or an RV site or a motel room, so they didn't have a place to actually stay when they got here. But it's like, why would you buy tickets to a festival without securing yourself a place to stay during that that festival.
But that's also one of the beauties of coming here is that they can come here, pay at the front. You pay the $30 to be here on site for the week, even though you don't have a site. And then you can rent a spot from somebody that has a site and set your little tent up and you're good to go. There's plenty of open space. And there's plenty of people willing to rent a spot to you for $100 for the week to park your tent.
Yeah, because it doesn't really cost them anything.
It doesn't cost them anything.
It mitigates some of their costs. And it's basically just, you know, people lowering the cost of what it takes to attend the Porcupine Freedom Festival,
exactly.
which is a good thing.
Exactly.
And because it's a money sink coming here and not vending. I mean,
oh, yeah.
You're just constantly spending money on stuff.
I spent $10,000 before I walked through the door here.
Wow.
To get here, to bring all my trucks up and bring all my employees up and bring everything. And, like, it cost me $10,000 before I even walked in the door. It was like, okay, like, it costs a lot to vend here if you're going to do it right, too. So
sure.
It ain't.
Well, that's high-level vending. I'm thinking more about, you know,
sure.
The taco people over there who, you know, should have been making more fulfilling tacos, but at any rate, they were able to recuperate some of the money that they were otherwise spending,
exactly.
Because it is expensive.
And that's
to be
what
here.
A lot of people that vend tell me. They're like, really, I vend until I break even, and then I'm done for the week, and I just try to, like, make a couple bucks so that I can break even and not end up costing me money to come here. I'm like, that's a great idea, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
it's good to see more vendors, and there's a lot of people selling just miscellaneous items to basically recuperate the cost of attending the festival, and that's the way to go about doing this. So, as you point out, it's not necessarily a bad thing that there were more tickets sold than, you know, they had campsites available for, because there were definitely people willing to help lower the cost for everyone.
Yeah, and there's plenty of, you know, there's motels around, and maybe not right here, but in a 30-minute radius, you've got motels, you got Airbnbs, you got other campgrounds in the area. I mean, only 10 minutes down the road, you got Israel Campground or Israel River Campground, and you got a bunch of them within a very reasonable drive to get back and forth. And it costs you $30 to come on site from Rogers for the week, so that's not unreasonable, you know.
And I mean, if you want a motel room, you're best served by going to the Cabot or one of the inns or motels inside Lancaster
for certain. You know,
and even if the room isn't nicer, like at some of these inns that, you know, are in the actual town proper of Lancaster, it's still significantly cheaper. It's like $60 a month versus $120 a month. I mean, a night.
Yep. Yeah.
So, I mean, there's certainly rooms available. There were alternatives. There were solutions to these problems that don't involve locking down the campground again.
Yeah. And I hope we can stay away from it. I really felt that Carla was really fighting to get away from that the last 2 years. She used COVID as the reason, and it really was. We had to throw together everything last year. Just last minute, we didn't know what we were going to do. They opened the campground, and we said, let's do this.
And her perspective was just, I don't want to deal with any of that.
We're not going to fight it. We're just going to do it. We're going to make it happen, whatever it is. And then we kind of stuck with that. It worked well. We got less. And this year, I had a lot of the Porkfest naysayers that have been hating on Porkfest for years come to me and tell me, this was perfect. This was so nice. Everything went so good this year. Wow. And so we're hoping we can keep it rolling.
I hope so as well. I look forward to being here next year. I look forward to seeing you here next year as well. More coming up from Porkfest 2021. This is Free Talk Live.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years.
60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, Port Fest 2021. We're staying here until July the 4th, and you're welcome to come and hang out with us. I want to say thank you, however, to Vaginitarian, who is tonight's amplifier. That means she contributes to the AMP program. She's a gold-level member, which means that she gives $10 per month to the AMP program. We don't ask that much. We just ask $5 per month to join. Minor correction, I've been saying that we have an AMP-only call-in line. Evidently, that's been retired. But there's still an AMP-only Facebook group for those who are still on Facebook. There's an AMP-only group on the Matrix server. And there's some other cool benefits, but really the reason you should sign up for it is because you want to help Free Talk Live reach a larger audience, and the AMP program is the best way of doing that. So, Vaginitarian, thank you so much. You can find out more at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Now, we're sitting here with Sean, and it's been a really good festival. It's kind of sucked for me because I like cryptocurrency. I feel like everyone knows that about me. I love spending cryptocurrency. I love earning cryptocurrency. I love everything about cryptocurrency. And this year, because of various things that have happened regarding the federal government, I'm not allowed to use cryptocurrency. So all of my purchases this year have been for cash or gold or silver. I'm curious because I've heard from people saying that some vendors weren't accepting cryptocurrency. How were cryptocurrency, did it seem up or down this year versus other years?
Overall, my crypto sales were down, and that's with more trucks than I've ever brought in before. So my total crypto, I didn't track it directly, but I know it was down over what we did last year, my total. And that's, last year we only had the 2 setups, this year we had 4.
But by contrast, were goldback sales up?
Up by a lot.
Yeah,
I think goldback being on site really got some excitement going. And so with them selling them, people had them. them floating around, and they wanted to use them. They wanted to be part of the concept and the community, and so they went that direction. I probably did 10 or 15 times more in goldbacks than I did last year.
Okay. Well, last year,
and last year you and Ian were really moving goldbacks around a lot. So with even with just having the goldback setup, it helped a lot, I guess, because we were getting it out. I think people were excited for the New Hampshire goldback as well.
Oh, absolutely. So I mean, there's a lot of pride in the state of New Hampshire, so having a New Hampshire goldback, it just really appealed to people. Plus, it's the home of the Free State Project, as we talked about. It's where the actual festival is happening. So here's the New Hampshire. I don't even think they brought any from Nevada or Utah. They just brought New Hampshire, I think.
No, I only seen New Hampshire's from them, yeah.
Yeah. And those were tremendously popular. I've seen those flashing around everywhere. I mean, we didn't have, you know, we accept goldback stickers last year, but this year, your truck was actually the first place I saw the sticker that says, we accept goldbacks, I think. And, you know, it's amazing to see that versus how it was last year when they were just this very new thing that almost no one knew about that just started circulating among the people here at the festival. And then this year, the goldback people themselves were here selling goldbacks, and the result was just seeing them everywhere.
Yeah.
It's been amazing to watch that happen. I wish that cryptocurrency wasn't taking such a big hit, but at the same time, every single purchase I made last year was either with goldback or cryptocurrency.
Yeah, I felt like I only got goldbacks from you last year.
they were easier, right?
They were convenient. Yeah, yeah. No, absolutely.
But the year before, I think it was almost entirely cryptocurrency.
Crypto,
but last year, the goldback just made things so much easier. People can find out more about it at goldback.com. But it's literally just gold in a usable
and user-friendly mode. Yeah, exactly. And it's physical. I mean, like, I love crypto. I think it's a great concept. Anything that gets it away from, you know, FRNs is awesome and away from government control. But I still have a thing about something I can put in my hand and I can hold on to. I still, if somebody says you want to be paid in gold or silver or crypto, I still say gold or silver. As hard as it is that I've made way more money off of crypto than I have off of gold and silver.
Like you said, you can hold gold and silver in your hand, and that gives it a different sort of meaning to you than
something about it feels really nice and great and just feels real. Yeah.
The goldback people being here has been amazing to watch it play out, because now there is a pizza place here in Lancaster that is officially accepting goldbacks.
Yep, House of Pizza right here. They're taking them.
And we're currently making the plans to go there after the show to have dinner, because, hey, they accept goldbacks, and we're going to go to the places that accept the currencies that we like to use.
Yep.
So hopefully they have a We Accept Goldback sticker up there. But, you know, people who love goldbacks and are carrying around goldbacks and willing to use goldbacks, they're probably only here a few weeks out of the year. I can't imagine they're going to have much goldback business throughout the rest of the year.
Yeah, I used to have Bitcoin on my food truck, and it evokes a lot of conversations with people. People will bring it up, ask questions and stuff. I really only do maybe a dozen crypto sales outside of Porkfest.
Sure.
But it builds a lot of conversation. I get to let people know, introduce them to it. So that's worth it alone right there for me to have it on there.
That's absolutely important.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the restaurant here at the Cabot used to accept cryptocurrency too. I mean, they went out of business, but really they only accepted cryptocurrency for the 2 weeks out of the year that libertarians were up here looking to spend cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
Officially, they accepted it at any time, but who knew whether or not they even had a working tablet until, you know, we came here to fix it for them and update it for them and make it work again for them. Because we do love cryptocurrency, and we do love gold, and we do love silver, because these things aren't being used to pay for war, including the drug war. So it's awesome to see all of this developing. I mean, this was sort of ground zero for cryptocurrency as well. Way back in the day, we used to have Roger Ver here giving away 10 bitcoins to anyone who would just install a Bitcoin wallet. And we look back at that and think, wow, okay.
Wow. Nothing like giving away 300 G's.
Well, Bitcoin wasn't, you know, that high then. I imagine it was just pennies or something. But, yeah, that certainly happened. And this was sort of where cryptocurrency started taking off. And it's probably still one of the places where cryptocurrency is used most throughout any given year.
Sure, yeah. Especially on an individual level, like a person-to-person in transaction and stuff like that.
And that's certainly true with the goldback going forward as well. The Porkfest, or the Porcupine Freedom Festival, I don't remember exactly how it played out last year. The first time that anything was ever actually priced in goldbacks was here at Rogers Campground last year.
Okay.
And that was wine that was being sold for one cup equals one gold back. It was very simple, right?
Yep.
People could come by, just leave a gold back, fill up the cup, and carry on their way. And this year we're seeing much more widespread adoption of the gold back, much more widespread usage of the gold back. And it's amazing to watch it happen. Not just, I look forward to seeing the day in Keene where I can go to a restaurant and just spend the gold back, because there are no restrictions for me on that.
Yep.
But I can't use cryptocurrency.
Yeah. And that's a painful spot to be in.
It is. But, you know, a lot of the places that accept cryptocurrency are also going to be willing to accept the gold back.
The gold back, yeah.
Like, I think
it'll even be an easier way of thing of convincing people to do it. Cause
very likely. It's like, this is the actual gold that you get to hold, and it's not backed by anything. It is the literal gold.
The one problem I've seen running into with gold back is, like, some people only want to accept it at gold value instead of the gold back value. Mm. And even the gold back has kind of two or three values, depending on if it's retail, wholesale, or what. They put out three or four values of their own for their own levels of it, and it's like, that's kind of confusing and makes people feel uncomfortable about it.
Yeah, so that is the biggest holdup I get from people. It's like, well, why is the gold back $4 for a one when that doesn't, if you're going by gold prices, it should be like $3.23 or whatever. It's like, because of the manufacturing process and the yep. convenience of it. I mean, that it costs money to do that and to get the art designed and printed on there, because they're beautiful pieces of art.
No, they are. Yeah, they're very nice. And I was selling them on eBay not very long ago for $5 to $8 a piece.
Oh, really?
So they were selling for even above the asking price from Goldback, because they weren't available from anybody for a while.
Oh.
And when they weren't available, I was getting between $5 and $8 on auctions on eBay every time.
I'm curious to see whether or not there was. I wish we had a better way of knowing whether the Utah Goldback and the Nevada Goldback would be valued differently here at the festivals than the New Hampshire ones would be. Like, vendors would want the Utah and Nevada ones less, I would imagine. That's what I was speculating.
I would, on a personal level, I would never even look to see, because, I mean, overall, I'm just looking for something with a true gold value to it.
Okay.
I love to have the Nevada, New Hampshire's, but, I mean, I'm from Nevada, so that's kind of one that
sure.
is personal to me as well. I mean, we moved here from Vegas, so.
I want a full set of each state's.
Okay.
But the ones I want the most of to actually use on a daily basis would be the New Hampshire ones.
Yeah.
I just want the other ones to sort of like put them in a frame or whatever, or to add yeah. to a collection. Like, hey, yeah, this is some gold that I have. And, I mean, there is different pieces of pretty art,
yeah.
really.
No, definitely.
That have an intrinsic value because they actually have gold woven into them. So thank you so much for coming here and making the vending so awesome. I look forward to seeing you every year. I mean, we're friends on Facebook, so we
yeah.
interact fairly often, but this is the only time throughout the year that we actually get to...
Yeah, it's pretty rare I actually make it down to Keene and see anybody.
Yeah, that's what makes these festivals so awesome. It's like all of these libertarians that you know across the internet, each year they come to this place and they hang out and they do stuff.
No, it is. It's an amazing time to interact with people you don't get to see very often and have those times, and just to have that physical interaction with human beings, too. It's just like, wait, this many like-minded people in one area just feels so good. Even if you're not, obviously, none of us agree all the time, but we all agree and on a general basis, and it's awesome.
And you can come experience it. We're here until July the 4th, so come down and hang out with us. It's Free Talk Live.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.